This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. We're having some fun during the break. Chris O'Sullivan is my board op and associate producer, and he's in my ear at all times. How would you like an Irishman in your ear? He is funny. He's like a comedian. And we're having a good time. Hey, by the way, I will open the show by saying something that Joe Biden would never say. Commemorate the anniversary of D-Day. Today's the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Joe Biden never says anything about it. He didn't say anything in 2021. I don't think he said anything in 2022. Now it's 2023. We're not commemorating D-Day. Well, he should be, because it was the greatest military feat probably in world history, that invasion, putting that invasion together, multiple countries and hundreds of thousands of troops and thousands of ships and air overhead to bombard the German forces and the entrenched German forces. And we won that battle and took back France. And it was just an incredible effort by the greatest generation. And I just want to say thank you and God bless all of you who are still alive that fought the good battle. And most of you aren't still alive. I hope you're up in heaven just enjoying the wonderful, cherished time that you should have for being part of the greatest generation and fighting the greatest battle and the greatest war of all time, sacrificing for all of us so that we could buy transgender dresses for little boys at Target. Can't even believe what's happened in my country. Can't even believe it. But the people on D-Day are turning over in their graves. My dad, who was in Okinawa, has got to be turning over in his grave what's happened to our country. It's incredible. Even the Navy. My dad was in the Navy. The Navy has gone woke. The Air Force has gone woke. The Marines have gone woke. Everybody's woke. They've destroyed all of it. We couldn't fight a war now if our life depended on it. And we don't have any weapons. They've all been sent to Ukraine. Who does something like that? Who gives up your whole country's weapon stock and all your best materials, A, on the battlefield in Afghanistan, leave it there for your enemy? And that created, I think, the 16th most powerful military in the world, just the left-behind weapons on the battlefield to the Taliban. And B, the rest that you've got, you give that to Ukraine. You can't replace it that quickly. We don't have any weapons. Our military is ragtag. It's like the American Revolution days. I'm surprised our soldiers have shoes. They should be freezing at Valley Forge with no shoes on. That's how bad things are. How bad things are, I feel like a Rodney Dangerfield routine. You know, how bad are things, Wayne? Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, Republican of Florida, says the FBI is afraid that if they put forth the information that Congress wants about the millions of dollars stolen and extorted by Joe Biden as vice president, if they expose that crime, they're afraid the informant in the Biden investigation will be killed. Now, you tell me, I, Wayne Root, get called a conspiracy theorist because, well, first of all, I'm always right. 99.99999% of every quote-unquote conspiracy theory I've ever talked about has turned out to be right. And the American public agrees with me on all of them, on 100%. But second of all, it's just one of the ones I talked about was this kid, Seth Rich. Seth Rich was a kid, like 23, 24 years old, and he worked for the Democrat National Committee. And it was said that he's the guy that gave all the incriminating materials that made Hillary look bad and all the DNC materials that made the DNC look bad to WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. He gave them all, he leaked it all to Julian Assange. And that could have been one of the main reasons Hillary lost the election. And one of the main reasons she was should have been under indictment, and almost was under indictment. And then, next thing you know, he's murdered in what looks like a hit. In other words, he had a nice watch on, they didn't steal it. He had a nice wallet filled with money, they didn't steal it. He had a necklace, they didn't steal it. He had a cell phone, they didn't steal it. They just shot him dead for no reason in front of his house in Washington, D.C. It looks like a hit. And I said that. It looks like a hit. And I suspect that if it was a hit, it would be someone in Hillary's camp that had every reason to do it. We know there's quite a few people that have been killed around the Clintons or suicided around the Clintons. And I suspect that Seth Rich will join that list. And I was called a conspiracy theorist. The leftist media attacked me. But here's a United States Congresswoman saying that the FBI is afraid that if they put out the information to Congress, there'll be a leak, and therefore the informant will be killed. And the informant is informing on Joe Biden and the Biden crime family. So let me ask you a question, a la Seth Rich. Who is it that might kill this person for squealing on a massive Biden crime? Obviously, the FBI thinks someone in the Biden orbit or the Biden crime family or Biden himself would order the murder of this guy. Obviously. So who else would order the murder? So when I said that maybe someone in Hillary's camp wanted Seth Rich murdered, what was wrong with that? It turns out I'm right. And Biden might be looking to get someone murdered. Doesn't mean the FBI is charging Biden. Doesn't mean they're saying it's Biden for sure. But who else would want to kill an informant showing that Biden committed massive crimes against the American people, huh? All right, on to some other news. A highly credible source reveals FBI election interference scandal. You know, I've said it again and again, and I'm right again and again and again. The election of 2020 was stolen, and the FBI was right in the center of all of it. They helped to, if not coordinated, and were the centerpiece of the theft of the 2020 election. Witnesses coming forth saying it. On yesterday's show, I also reported there are witnesses who have testified that the USPS, United States Postal Service, was part of a major part of the 2020 steal, which is sad because they're incompetent and they have a hard enough time delivering my mail and yours, but somehow they could steal an entire presidential election when they put their mind to it, huh? I wish they put their mind to delivering the mail. So the U.S. Postal Service had 18-wheelers delivering hundreds of thousands of ballots already filled in, left Long Island and delivered them to Pennsylvania, where Trump had an 800,000 vote lead on election night. And the next thing you know, he loses Pennsylvania 7 days later as they count more and more mail-in ballots. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. The election was stolen, no question about it. Some other scandals I could say I told you so. DHS faces backlash over app used to grant would-be illegal immigrants entry to the USA. There's a backlash now, but I warned about this before anybody else. I told you so. I told you that DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, had created a concierge app, and they stopped or certainly slowed the reporting of illegal aliens coming over the border because they were able to do that because they're all coming over willingly. They're not considered illegal anymore. If you make an appointment on an app, you take your phone and you make an appointment with DHS and you say, I'm coming over the San Diego crossing tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then you walk up to the crossing and you turn yourself in, you put your hands up, that doesn't count as an illegal breaking into America anymore. That counts as a person who's been invited in and comes in willingly. And so Biden is using that to try and make it look like the amount of illegals coming in are much lower. I told you so. Told you so. New poll is out. Trump is winning by 10 points over Joe Biden among independents. I told you so. He has a chance to win this thing if it's not rigged and stolen. A Mexican drug cartel caught with military-grade rocket launchers, the same weapons being sent to Ukraine. I talked about this in hour number one. That could be because, I'm guessing, Ukraine is selling the weapons. They're turning around. If they get them from us for free, and we're just, you know, raping our own country, destroying our country, bankrupting our country, destroying our military, no weapons left, and the cupboard is bare for our own military. But Ukraine turns around, instead of using the weapons, they sell them on the black market to the Mexican drug cartel, and they keep the money. I told you Ukraine is made up of Nazis, neo-Nazis, and Ukrainian mafia. And Zelensky's mixed up with all of them, probably backed by all of them, and they're all stealing our money. And I you know, one of the ways they're stealing our money is we're sending cash, they're stealing it, siphoning it off, and they're sending, we're sending weapons. And they turn around and sell them on the black market and make a fortune. And then one of my buddies, who's a retired U.S. military insider, and his son is in the military as well, and he texted me in the middle of my show, and he said, Wayne, I don't think it's Ukraine only selling those weapons. I think it's actually the agencies of the United States government selling the weapons on the black market and putting the money in their pockets. And so, either way, bad news, folks. We got a corrupt government. You laugh at Mexico, you laugh at Russia, you laugh at China, you laugh at corrupt countries. It turns out we're as corrupt as any of them. The Biden crime family and the Obama crime family run the United States of America. This segment sponsored by Z-Shield and Z-Stack. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. He lost his battle with cancer last year. His revolutionary Z-Stack product, based on his Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses, and now Z-Shield boosts your body against dormant viruses, Epstein-Barr, herpes virus, shingles, chickenpox. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a huge discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First of all, I can never stop reminding you, because I'm the guy who started the whole battle against the woke companies. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book was the first one that started all. If you don't have a copy, please go grab a copy today. And the companion book is the Great Patriot Boycott book. So the boycott book showed you the 116 companies to boycott that are the most woke, and I picked some really good ones: Disney, Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Starbucks, and they're all suffering. And the Great Patriot Boycott book tells you which companies to buy from and spend your money with and invest your money with in your retirement accounts. They're all conservative and patriotic and Christian companies. Great Patriot Boycott and Boycott books by Wayne Allyn Root. Get them at Amazon or any fine bookstore. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you tell them that Wayne Root sent you or War sent you, you'll get up to $15,000 in free silver. $15,000 in free silver. If you're among the first 100 callers and tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you $15,000 in free silver. Got that? Be among the first 100 callers today, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Remember I told you the story a couple days ago, one of the stories that proves the downfall of America, how fast it's happening, was the children's choir was stopped from singing the national anthem by the Capitol Police. Well, breaking news, Donald Trump invites the children's choir that was stopped from singing the national anthem by the Capitol Police inside the Capitol building to perform at his upcoming South Carolina rally. How cool is that? Good job, President Trump. Smart move. I have been noticing that there's real problems now with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Something's wrong with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She started out as such a conservative, patriotic MAGA firebrand, and now all she does is kiss Kevin McCarthy's ass 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something going on there? I don't know. Pretty strange. She looks at him like, you know, kind of like my wife looks at me. There's an adoring look between Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everything Kevin McCarthy does is great, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Leaked texts, I'm not the only one who's noticing, reveal a major fallout between GOP firebrand Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everything she's doing now is not MAGA, is non-MAGA, or is anti-MAGA. Her and Kevin McCarthy are BFF, best friends forever. She adores him. He can do no wrong. How she came to Washington and went from being a Wayne Root, Matt Gaetz, Republican conservative firebrand to someone who's jumped in bed, I don't know about literally, but certainly metaphorically, she's jumped in bed with Kevin McCarthy and loves him and supports everything he does. And Kevin McCarthy, to me, is just like Mitch McConnell, a fraud, a Democrat masquerading as a Republican who is the worst negotiator of all time or playing for the other side when it comes to the debt bill, one of the worst negotiations I've ever seen. The guy bragged that he got rid of 1,000 IRS agents and kept 86,000 in the deal. Thanks, Kevin, with friends like you, who needs enemies? And now there's a real battle going on, a real division, a fallout between Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Very disappointing. Here's something that's very good, though. Jaw-dropping numbers. Bud Light Memorial Day sales reported to drop 60%. The boycott is getting stronger and deeper. But Bud Light is in so much trouble. Anheuser-Busch in so much trouble. And I didn't need to know the 60% drop, factually, because I could tell you there's a bit of evidence here in Las Vegas. Here's a letter from one of my fans, Alan. He says, for Vegas night home games, and our Vegas Knights are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they're up 2-0. They scored 7 goals in one game the other day. Incredible. And a booth was set up to give away $3,000 worth of Bud Light. Free beer. And it used to be the number one beer in America, and they're giving it away free. And all you have to do is take a photo with two beautiful Bud Light girls. I mean, gorgeous women, right? So what guy could resist that? And then they put your picture up on the golden board, because it's the Golden Knights, the golden board right next to the booth. And at the end of the hockey game, my fan Alan says, I passed by the booth and there wasn't one picture on the board. Nobody wanted a picture holding a Bud Light next to these gorgeous women, because nobody wants to be seen with Bud Light ever again. Boy, did they step in it. You know, there's a famous saying, he stepped in crap, but he landed in gold when someone's lucky. Bud Light is the reverse of that. They stepped in gold, and somehow they landed in crap. They destroyed themselves. Their whole company is ruined because one stupid, ignorant, obviously woke, liberal, feminist executive decided they were the number one selling beer in America, but that wasn't good enough because they were in slight decline because it's only white men that drink it. We got to bring in all the other groups, including gay men and transgenders. Now they're not number one anymore. They're not even number 20.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA News Update. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his presidential run. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. President Biden had his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election. He told reporters they'd be talking about putting the laws they've passed into action.
Invest in America is more than just a slogan. We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, in our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
They also discussed topics like border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. 9/11 Families United has expressed strong disapproval regarding the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, which is supported by Saudi interests. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, has criticized PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, accusing him of exploiting the 9/11 community in the past when he spoke against LIV Golf. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this show because they are a wonderful company that I could not recommend highly enough. They changed my life. I've never been fat in my life. I had no fat to lose, but I lost, or I should say I had no weight to lose, but I lost, shockingly to me, 25 pounds of fat. Most of it inner body visceral fat around my organs. Everybody's got it. My executive producer, Andrew Paul, is actually as skinny as a marathon runner. He went on the program with me. He lost 38 pounds of fat. I don't know where it could possibly have been. He's one of the skinny dudes, man. He looks like a marathon runner. I used to say you're skinny as a beanpole, and yet he lost 38 pounds of fat. I lost 25 pounds of fat. This thing is amazing, and it reshapes your body and reshapes your face. Very cool. And all of it is built around the idea of inner cellular hydration. And so that's what they call the life game changer. Science backs it up. A study by the National Institute of Health reveals that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. You can contact Energize Health now. Tell them you want the WAR 40% off discount. That's Wayne Allyn Root, WAR, and you get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call them directly, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Our guest is here, Tamara Leach. Tamara Leach, she is the organizer of what I thought was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen in my life, the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, and author of the new book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy. Her book is available on the following website, theconvoybook.com. Theconvoybook.com. If I was her, I would have made the website holdtheline.com. That was probably taken already. But that's a great name, Hold the Line. Tamara, that's a great name for a book. I thought the website should be the same name because you guys really held that line like it was a war. It was the Civil War and you were fighting for, you know, the North and America against slavery. You did a great job.
Thank you so much and thank you for having me.
So
it really was. It was an absolutely incredible experience. And when I look back now, you know, it was. Those truckers were like soldiers going off to war, you know.
They were. And by the way, I there was a reason I brought up that analogy, like fighting for the North of the United States, protecting our country and fighting against slavery. Because I thought, you know, forcing people to be vaccinated against their will with a vaccine that I think is poison is like slavery. It is like what happened in Nazi Germany. It is like what happened to black people in America during slavery. You have no right to force vaccinate people. And that was the whole point of the truckers' convoy. Freedom. We all have our own personal freedom and rights, and you can't force me or you to get vaccinated against our will. That violates the terms of the Nuremberg Code. So I thought what you were doing was heroic. I thought it was wonderful, and I was shocked by the savage way that Justin Trudeau ordered his shock troops, his storm troops, to come after you guys. And you, weren't you imprisoned for a while there?
I was, yeah. Yes, I was, yeah. I've been... I was arrested on the 17th of February and spent 18 days in the detention center in Ottawa. And I was also rearrested on an alleged breach last summer. So I spent an additional 30 days. I don't have normal bail hearings for some reason. They don't give me bail very easily, even though I've never even been in Facebook jail before.
You know, when you say they don't give me bail very easily, you realize in America we have all these Soros-funded woke DAs that let every murderer out. What they call not no bail. No bail means you deny bail. They call it zero bail, meaning you don't have to pay any bail and you just walk right out. But you, people like you and me, patriots who fight for freedom, are denied bail and stuck in prison in America. So is that what's happening in Canada as well?
Yes, it is, unfortunately. Really strange times, you know. You brought up the dismantling of the convoy by the law enforcement and the government, and you know that was stuff that I grew up watching on TV that happened in different countries, not in Canada. We're known as the most peaceful and passive country on the planet. So to see that level of violence was shocking.
Yeah, the government stormtroopers. My understanding was that when I was watching it, I heard that they actually, you know, when they went to arrest the truckers and move the trucks out of the way, they took some of their trucks. So if you make a living with your truck, they impounded your truck and took it away either long-term or forever. And if there was a dog in the cab, your dog, they took the dog away from some of the truckers. Now, that's what I heard. You were there and you lived it. Did they actually take people's trucks away from them so they couldn't earn a living? And did they take away people's pet dogs, which is like your child, and take them away and you never got it back? What exactly happened?
Yeah, not to my knowledge, the taking of the pets. I know when they, I was in jail when the crackdown came, so I wasn't there on the ground when that happened. I know that a lot of them were heavily damaged, windows smashed, people were surrendering peacefully. There was absolutely no reason to smash windows. I think as far as the dogs go, the governments of Canada and law enforcement seem to be provoking us right from the start. And actually in our emergency act, we had in the fall, the evidence that came out was that the government was colluding with our mainstream media here to try and paint us very much like what happened in America on January 6th.
January 6th,
yeah. You know, they already had a narrative plan, yes.
Yeah, look, everything
but
that's been happening.
They were looking at us at every turn, and that's probably the dog thing, yeah.
Samara, everything that's happened has been a mirror image between the United States and Canada, between Justin Trudeau and our president, maybe our president, our illegitimate president, Joe Biden. I think the real president is Barack Obama, who runs the show and gives the orders. But it's been a kind of a mirror. Whatever they do, we do. Whatever we do, they do. They learn from each other. They're all creeps. And they learn from, you know, whatever authoritarian style of dictatorship they can learn from. This, you face now 10 years in prison. Your trial is in September because you criticized the government? Is there no longer free speech in Canada?
I don't believe there is. I don't believe there's been free speech in Canada for a long time. And, you know, in the actual sense of the word, I kind of wear this like a badge of honor. And I'll tell you why. Because I am 5 feet tall and I'm about 115 pounds. So I'm not very intimidating. I'm not a scary human being. But the fact that they are so terrified that they feel like I need to be jailed for 10 years. Like I said, I haven't even been in Facebook jail before. You know, I have no criminal record, no history of violence. And I kind of wear that like a badge of honor because they were obviously unsettled and felt very threatened.
Right, and just like I said a moment ago, it's kind of mirror images of what happened in Canada and in the United States. My understanding is that the country was put under martial law, and they designated all of you in the Canadian truckers' caravan or blockade. They called you domestic terrorists, and that's what they're doing in the United States. You know, white conservatives like me are domestic terrorists, but BLM terrorists are considered nice people that no one ever arrested, and nobody's ever come after them 2 years after the fact. They're coming after us 2-3 years after January 6th. They're still arresting people. They called you domestic terrorists, correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, among other things like racists and white supremacists and, you know, every kind of if and phobe that you could be, they threw at us, which was just simply untrue. And you're right. It's not even just a Canadian and an American problem. This happened all over the world. There was many countries, you know, that were in lockstep with each other, taking away the freedoms of their people.
Awful. And I am right about this, though, again, because in America, we get very little news about Canada. Certainly very little news about this Canadian blockade, because the media here was scared to death. The Democrat Party was scared to death that your blockade was effective and it would catch on here. But your blockade was primarily about one issue, correct? It was forced vaccines with the COVID vaccine. Am I right about that?
It was really about all of the mandates, period. I mean, our prime minister was not going to let us get on planes and trains and travel within our own country. At the time that the convoy started, they were talking about ceasing interprovincial travel. So that would be akin to you not being able to cross the state lines in America. And I have family all across the Prairie provinces, but my granddaughter's in Manitoba. So yeah, it was incredibly draconian. And you know, the funny thing is, the ironic thing is that they came after the healthcare workers, the frontline EM services. They came after our police. They went after the military. Nobody stepped up and did anything. But when they came after the truckers, they did something, and they're heroes.
Didn't they? My recollection is that this is something never done in the United States. The Canadian government went after the money. People were giving you millions of dollars in small contributions, and the government took it all and confiscated it. Wouldn't even let you use it for your defense. Am I correct?
You are correct. Yes. Yep. And I think that was probably the most unsettling thing that happened. There was that never went before a judge. There was no court order or nothing. They just froze bank accounts.
Hey, Tamara, we're talking to Tamara Leach. She is the organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line. There's so much more I want to talk to you about. We're headed to an ad break. Stay through the break, and we'll grab you on the other side and ask you a few more questions so that the American people can hear about what you all did, the heroic efforts, and how they were met by dictatorial, authoritarian dictates. Justin Trudeau playing the role of a Soviet KGB dictator in Canada. We'll be right back. More with Tamara Leach. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. And you can email me anytime. If you want to ask Tamara a question, email me, waynroot@gmail.com. I'll read it in the break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Christie's in the race. I have all kinds of jokes about that one. I'll save them for tomorrow. The jokes write themselves. Oh my God, he's gonna eat the competition for lunch. I've heard that one all day today. I'm sorry, Chris. I don't like the guy. I'm sorry. He's a backstabber. He was kissing Obama's butt, and he was against Mitt Romney, backstabber. And he was literally, all he does is denigrate Donald Trump and backstab Donald Trump. I can't stand the guy. So I have nothing nice to say about Chris Christie. And he's going to, from now on, just call him Mr. 0%. He's at 0% in the polls, and he'll stay at 0%. And then the governor of North Dakota, it's even more embarrassing than Chris Christie, because there's no joke that could be made. Christie's at 0. The governor of North Carolina, I don't even know his name. He's in the race. He's a nobody. He's in the race. Do these guys think they're going to be president of the United States and they think they're going to beat out Donald J. Trump? It's a joke. All right, let me mention, before I get back to my guest tomorrow, Leach, from the Canadian Truckers Convoy, I want to mention the sponsor of this show and of this segment is General Michael Flynn, a true American hero. He teams up with Clay Clark, the podcast host, to present the Reawaken America Tour, which will be in Las Vegas for the first time ever this August. Two nights with 70 of the best conservative speakers in the world, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn, both nights on the main stage in prime time, and Alex Jones and General Flynn himself and Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Lara Trump and Cash Patel and Charlie Kirk and Roger Stone and Dr. Peter McCullough and comedian Jim Brewer. And, of course, I saved the best for last, my pillow chairman, Mike Lindell, all of us on the same stage in Vegas for two nights. And if you use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, you actually can name your price. Doesn't matter what the price is for the tickets. It's what you believe they're worth, what you can afford. Name your price. Use the promo code WAR at timetofreeamerica.com. That's the website, timetofreeamerica.com. Name your price with the promo code WAR. All right, back with Tamara Leach. She is the organizer of the 2022, or she was the organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line. So, Tamara, do you feel like we know what you did was heroic. We know what you did was great. We know I support you, and I think it was wonderful. But did you actually achieve anything? You know, so many people, including you, got arrested, and they took their trucks away, and they confiscated money. And was there a victory in this for you guys?
Absolutely. Chris Barber said it best when we were still traveling to Ottawa, because he said, we've already won. If you would have saw, you know, the Canadians lining the highways and the overpasses, all of our stops, the absolute outpouring of love, the stories that we heard, you know, people had hope again. And so we did already win in that aspect before we even arrived in Ottawa. And then, of course, after the takedown and everything, absolutely. You know, it took a little bit of time, but within a few months, they did start lifting the mandates. And our mission was to go, to be heard, to get the mandates dropped. And, you know, I think it was overall a success. And I mean that because look at what it exposed. The right. Banking system, corporations like GoFundMe. Our mainstream media told nothing but absolute lies. Thank God for independent journalists and like Rebel News and True North
and
citizen journalists.
Like America. Same thing. Lies, lies, lies. Social media banned you like they banned me, I'm sure, or shadow banned you, prevented our story from getting out, prevented your story from getting out. Just terrible. What's the status right now in Canada? I don't even know as far as vaccines and masks, no more lockdowns, I assume, but still vaccine mandates or just massive pressure to take them at work?
There is a lot of pressure still. I know that there's certain organizations like the public health agencies, for example, and I believe the military as well as some federal government employees still have to be vaccinated, and a lot of them are not hiring people now unless they are vaccinated.
Terrible. Now, in America, we've gotten by all that. Thank God. For the moment, anyway, nobody even brings up vaccines anymore. And very few people in America have gotten the booster. You know, 80% of the people who got the first shot have never gotten the booster. But in Canada, my understanding is people have gotten multiple boosters. Is that a correct understanding of what's going on up there?
Some of them are up to 5.
Wow.
But much like you, a lot of people here took their first 2 vaccines and stopped there, or maybe 2 vaccines and a booster and stopped. But there, I do know people that have had 5 shots altogether.
Yeah, when you say much like me, you understand in America, we're different than Canada. We have the freedom to turn them down completely and say, screw you, and give the government the finger. And I've never gotten any vaccine. And about, I would guess, 40% of the population, somewhere in that range, has never gotten any vaccine. And I think about 50% of the American population might have gotten 1 or 2 and stopped. So the numbers are much lower than Canada. We're a little bit more rebellious than you guys. We love to give our finger to the government here, and I think now you guys are figuring out why, that you need to do the exact same thing. We appreciate you, Tamara. Tamara Leach, organizer of the 2022 Canadian Truckers Convoy, author of the new book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy. You can find it at the website, theconvoybook.com, theconvoybook.com. Tamara Leach, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, we're coming back on radio. We'll see you tomorrow on Liddell TV.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.